We have the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, Alex Anthopoulos, is with us. AA, have you recovered?
Yeah, I have. I have. Sorry, I was late.
That's all right.
I have, and it was a crazy day slash night, and it was a lot of fun, and in Florida now, and hopefully we can win more games than the Royals.
Well, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. You know, I sort of made an issue of questioning the decision to go with the Buffalo Bisons lineup, not once, but twice, given the situation with Kansas City. Explain the process of making that decision.
The tough part about it, there was always a plan to give the guys a day off. They were going to get a day off if we had clinched one way or the other. The tough part about it was we were playing the doubleheader that day. If you look at guys like Pilar and Donaldson specifically, and I know two of them could have sat, but they're going to end up, I think, about 160 games played apiece. But, you know, with the two games, obviously we clinched it in the first game. They got the second game off. The next day we were scheduled to play at 4:00. So, you know, there was a chance there that maybe some of these guys would have played, had a little bit more time to recover. But then they had to move the game up to noon. And I would think guys didn't get to bed till Lord knows what time, 3-4 in the morning. Even when there was the rain delay, the lights were off in the clubhouse, guys were getting to rest. So, and it was raining as well. The conditions weren't good. It was one of the most unique set of circumstances where you clinch in the game one of a doubleheader, and then you play the next day at noon. And game two goes a little bit longer than expected, and we have the party afterwards. Just they were going to get a day, and these guys are pretty exhausted as well. They did need a break.
I know you're aware of the Kansas City situation. What import do you place on it?
We'd like to have it. We want to have it. It's not the be-all and end-all. You know, again, you can look at last year, the two wildcard teams obviously went to the World Series, one of them having won it in the Giants. And, you know, we'd like to have it regardless. You know, you'd have it in the World Series if you were to get that far. We know we're going to have it in the ALDS. So now it's just a matter of, should you happen to line up with Kansas City, should you get to the ALCS, and it would be against the Royals, that's where you'd lose it. But, you know, one, there's no guarantees. One, you need to get there. So we need to put our best team and we need our guys to be strong going into the ALDS because we can't look that far ahead. And there's no guarantees that if we did advance to the AL Championship Series that we'd play the Royals. So that said, we'd still like to have it, but there's still a scenario that's not going to matter. So keeping guys fresh, keeping them ready to go completely healthy is more important at this point. But look, make no mistake, you'd like to have it because you might get to the LCS and you might be playing the Royals.
But you do have, the team will have 3 days off at the end of the season. One would have assumed that maybe that's a time period where everybody could kind of heal all the bumps and bruises.
No doubt. And but I think with the time, you know, you're going to see all of our guys play in these three games here. So you're definitely going to see that. But, you know, we've had some guys playing through some things that, you know, that we're trying to clinch and we're trying to get through it. And it was tough because there was opportunities to, we wish we could have given guys breaks prior to, but playing a doubleheader with those conditions, with the clinch, and then a noon game with terrible conditions with rain, really knowing that they were going to get time off one way or the other, we ultimately decided that this was probably the right thing to do.
With Alex Anthopoulos. Tulo in the lineup tonight, I hear batting seventh. Did he take some live pitches in Florida today or yesterday?
Yeah, he did. He faced Price today. Price threw the sim game. And we were curious how he's going to react to when he swung and missed or something like that. So we were able to see some of that. And just because, remember, it's his left shoulder and his right-handed hitter, that's the one where he's going to extend.
Right.
You know, when he tries to follow through. And that was what we're more concerned with in terms of swinging the bat. Defensively fielding, he doesn't feel a thing at all. And the good news was, in the same game today, and he faced pretty good stuff, obviously, from Price, he didn't feel a thing. So initially when all this happened, we thought, well, he might have a little bit of discomfort. Right now, he's to the point where he doesn't feel anything at all. Now, we'll see. He's, you know, the plan would be to play him in all three games, and we'll see how he recovers, how he does bounce back. It'll give us much more information before we need to set the roster going forward on Thursday. So I think the tentative plan was to play shortstop tonight, DH tomorrow, shortstop on Sunday. That obviously can change. He may get a day off tomorrow. He may play shortstop tomorrow.
Right.
We'll just kind of take it one day at a time. But he's recovering really well.
The price situation, was the decision made for David, or did you go to him, or did Gibby go to him and ask him what he wanted to do, how he wanted to play out this, the one more start in the regular season?
Gibby, Pete, and David had talked about it. Obviously, I was looped in. And I think it was just, I think ultimately the thought was, if we give him a break, keep him fresh, have him ready to go. And he knows what he needs. I mean, he's been in the league long enough. He's certainly had plenty of success. He knows what he needs going into the playoffs. We mentioned to him, look, if you want to pitch because you think it helps your Cy Young candidacy, things like that. And he said that's the last thing on his mind. He wants to do everything he can to be ready to pitch. So we felt like, and he agreed, and he was fine with it, that the best thing was to have not pitch in the series in Tampa, throw some sim games, stay sharp, stay fresh, and hopefully have a deep run into October.
Burley needs to pitch into the ninth inning in order to get to 200, I think, if the math is correct.
Correct.
Has that conversation been had with him? And do you play it by ear? The consensus is that Burley probably will be the odd man out in terms of the rotation. I'm guessing you haven't made that decision final yet, have you?
No, we haven't. We're actually going to have a meeting tomorrow morning, late morning, with the staff, and we'll have more, obviously, as we get closer to Thursday, but it'll be our first meeting about the roster, who our opponents may or may not be. We should know more each day. So, tonight should give us a little bit more of an indication going into tomorrow, and obviously we won't know until Monday, but we'll make those decisions at that point. With respect to Mark and getting those 200 innings, I know it's important for us to be able to have him get to 200. I know it's certainly something that he wants to do as well. At the same time, we all want to win, and that's certainly going to be the priority. I believe Gibby talked about a scenario that if Sunday's game isn't going to matter, there is a scenario, I guess, he could come back and pitch if he was short. So, no, right now we just want to win the game tonight. Hopefully he does throw a complete game or goes into the ninth like you talked about, and we get the win, and he gets his 200, and it all works out.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But,
we'd love to see it.
Last question before we let you go. Was it just me, or was Paul Beeston absent from the celebration in Baltimore?
Completely absent, which I'm not surprised. I don't even think he would come on the road with us in the playoffs. And actually, I meant to ask him that today. I spoke to him earlier. Did he not travel when they won the World Series? Did he not go to those games? So maybe he would come for playoff games, but yeah, he didn't show up. That's not his style. Like, he doesn't show up to spring training. He's very much, as you know, as well as anybody, not a limelight guy. Wants to stay in the background and, feels it's about the players. And you respect him for it. But I know he's very excited and happy and proud. I think he's just excited to see, the team and the organization achieve a great thing and having won the AL East.